Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The DH, Randy Reddy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lance Blankenship. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The catcher, Scott Hammond. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ron Darling. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lenny Webster. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, John Smiley. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Henderson hits a line drive into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford moves to second. Randy Reddy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Reddy takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to third. McGuire moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wilson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Lansford scores. McGuire scores. Reddy goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Blankenship hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mack strikes out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Knobloch moves to second. Pedro Munoz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hammond takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hammond. The throw from Webster and he is safe. Hammond steals second. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hammond moves to third. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Puckett fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Puckett. Hammond scores. Lansford moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Leos hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reddy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Reddy takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gagne bunts towards first. McGuire fields the ball and throws to Darling covering. Safe. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Gagne moves to second. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gagne moves to third. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gagne tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Athletics. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to second. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maguire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Munoz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hammond is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hammond hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Leos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leos hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Leos reaches second base with a double. Lenny Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. Leos moves to third. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gagne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a line drive beyond short. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Leos scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a line drive beyond short. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Gagne moves to third. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco strikes out. One out. Mark Maguire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maguire is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Maguire hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Reddy is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to second. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Munoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Munoz hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Munoz reaches second base with a double. Puckett scores. Harbeck moves to third. It's 5-3, Athletics. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. Larkin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Leo's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Leo's is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Leo's hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Leo's reaches third base with a triple. Harbeck scores. Munoz scores. It's Athletics, 5, Twins, 5. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-2 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to home to get Leo's. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-2 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hammond is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hammond hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Puckett. The throw from Hammond and he is safe. Puckett steals second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carl Willis now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGuire is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lansford moves to third. Canseco moves to second. 2 outs. Harold Baines pinch hits for Randy Reddy. Gary Wayne now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Munoz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 3 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Leo's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Leo's is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Leo's hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 3 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 3 in the game. Bordick hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hammond is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hammond hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Webster is 0 for 3 in the game. Webster strikes out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne hits a pop-up into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parrott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 4 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mack. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lansford is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford bunts towards the mound. Wayne fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to third. one out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McGwire is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McGwire is walked intentionally. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. Webster drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Baines out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a pop-up into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Harbeck strikes out. Hemond drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Harbeck out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship is 0 for 4 in the game. Blankenship hits a line drive into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Eden's now pitching. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 4 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Scott Hemond. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now catching. Rich Gossage now pitching. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Munoz takes first base on ball 4. Jarvis Brown pinch runs for Pedro Munoz. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 4 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Randy Bush pinch hits for Scott Lewis. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bush is walked intentionally. Larkin moves to second. Brian Harper pinch hits for Lenny Webster. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown tags and scores. 1 out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.